Good morning. We have Baruch Hashem reached the end of the week, and as we do every week, we have a summary and conclusion of our weekly topic. So this week's topic was actually two topics in one, and we started with the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, or Parsha, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Amakom Asher Amad Sham, that Avram got up. He got up early in the morning. He davened Shachris. He went to the place that he used to stand in davening. And the Gemara tells us that was his makom kavua, having an established set place for davening. And our question was, on a high level, when is it permitted to move one's makom kavua? We're supposed to stick with it. But what if we have a real need? And in particular, and this is how we parlayed into the second topic, how about if somebody has a makom kavua by a window, and now it's in the winter months, and he desires that that window be closed, but the majority of people in the shul want that window open. Can he move his makom kavua? Does he have to move his makom kavua? Can we force him to move his makom kavua? So when it comes to this second topic, first topic is makom kavua. Second topic is, how do we decide if a window should be open or closed in the cold winter months? So here we brought three opinions. The primary opinion, the first opinion, was that of a number of poskim, including Rav Nebensol, that the nahug, what we customarily do, is shebachorif sogrim, in the winter we close the windows, ubekayis potchim, and in the summer once we open the windows. And even if it's just a minority of people in the shul who want to adhere to that default, that in the winter we close the windows, that is what is required to do. And the Mishpatei HaTorah says, even to the extent that if somebody in the minority would get negatively impacted by the climate in the shul, it doesn't matter. We follow by what the decision is. We follow that default. And we follow that default even if it's going to have negative health consequences to people who don't want to adhere to that default. So number one is, it depends. The time of year, in the summer, windows open. In the winter, the windows are closed. The second approach, number of poskim, including the Riva Vos Ephraim, say, most important is it somebody cold? And if somebody is cold, when somebody is cold, that could cause them easily to be sick. And these poskim explain that there's a fundamental difference between somebody being cold and somebody being hot. If somebody is hot, that means they are in discomfort, it's not pleasant, but typically somebody is not going to get sick by being hot, but somebody oftentimes could get sick by being cold. And he says, if that one person wants those windows cold, closed, that is the ikuva. He makes the decision because it's prohibited for the others to cause nezik, harm to even an individual. If that individual wants the windows closed, even against the majority, we have to close the windows. So that is approach number two. And approach number three by Rav Chaim Kanievsky is that we go by majority. Majority rule. And that is even against that default that we citing before. If the majority in the shul want the windows open in the winter, we adhere to the majority. And if the majority wants the windows closed in the summer, we adhere to the desires of the majority. Now that begs the question, what happens with the minority view? And in particular, if somebody could get sick, the minority or an individual, and they claim, not only are we going to be discomforted, but we're going to get sick because it's too cold in here. Is that still the case, that we strictly adhere to these standards? So the Pesachei Choshen says as follows, a number of three important points. He says we have to be concerned that somebody may get sick, obviously, but if we have an individual and he's claiming, I am going to get sick, and everyone else is in disagreement with him, we want to leave the window open. Summer, winter, doesn't matter, but everyone wants to do something, and that individual says, but I am concerned I'm going to get sick, it's preferable that he daven at home or go to another shul where he'll be comfortable. It's preferable than going, but even if his only option is being at home, preferable he daven at home rather than cause sorrow to everyone else. So we see here that most important is the tzibur, not the individual in this regard. And then he continues, if there's a possibility that we open the windows in part of the shul and another part we close, so we can make it work for everyone, Shetzarek Lasos, and we need to do that. Meaning if we have no other solutions and it's an individual versus everyone else, the individual has to go daven elsewhere. However, if we can make it work, we can find a solution for everyone, we are obligated to do so. And that, he adds on, is even at the expense of someone moving his makam kavua. It's preferable you move your makam kavua rather than causing everyone else sorrow. So that is the combination of our two topics when it comes to makam kavua. The halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the Torah, various permutations as you move letzorach when there's a need, or letzorach gadol, or letzorach mitzvah. But this would fall into all those categories. If you're not going to be able to focus on your davening because you're uncomfortable because the window is open and you're cold, or you're insisting it be closed because you have your makam kavua and everyone else wants it open, move the makam kavua, not a problem. A mitzvah to do so to help everyone else and not insist to stay in your set place. So that is how we have it right now. So just to have a quick summary of where I think things fall out, that we have these various standards, but in general, we will defer to the majority. Oh, we'll defer to what's normally done at this time of year. What would be the norm? But on the other hand, there are people that are not going to be happy. Different people have different climate controls in their bodies, different temperaments, physical temperaments. So we also have to worry about the individuals if possible, and especially if they are on the cold side. We're less concerned about their being on the hot side, but on the cold side that they can get sick. So we have to worry about the individuals as well. However, if an individual is demanding something that is outlandish, that is so against the norm, and no one else is in agreement, that we don't have to be concerned with. We can tell that individual daven here based on the norm, what would be normal, based on the majority, the vast majority. But if you're going against that, you may have to find a different place unless you're going to just adhere to what the decision is. Now, bottom line, two bottom lines, they're kind of related, is we have to look to find solutions that will work for everyone. That's one important point, even if it means moving the makam kavua. And the next point, which relates to finding solutions, is that each individual, and this is probably the most important point, is should not only be thinking about themselves, but the needs of others. Maybe that I'll be hot, but I have to understand somebody else is going to be cold. And maybe that I'm going to be cold, but somebody else is going to be hot. So we should not only be thinking about ourselves, think about ourselves also, but also the other people in looking our solutions for these issues. And the bottom line is gadol hashalom. We should try to approach it finding solutions that will work for everyone or almost everyone in a good, amicable, and peaceful way. Have a wonderful day.